Heidelberg Power Equipment.
Hi, Trenric D'Angelo, please.
Who's calling?
This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hang on a second.
Sure.
D'Angelo, I have a call for you on line one.
Hello?
Angelo?
Yes.
Hey, buddy, how's it going? This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Actually, just following up, it looks like you spoke to my coworker Megan in the past and Nicole as well, and wanted to just kind of pick up where they left off at. They're actually both out of the office, so didn't want to think that we'd left you hanging here, but just looking in the notes here, you guys were looking to looking for around $200,000 back in February.
Yep. Hold on. Oh, they got the phone. Okay. Okay, we're looking for, what was it again?
So just kind of reading through the notes here, it looks like you spoke to my coworker Megan back in February.
Okay.
And you guys were looking for some working capital for, you know, inventory and things of that nature. You have some programs available through GE, it looks like. So just, I'm just calling to see where they left off at, see if there's anything that was a good fit for you with us, you know, kind of going from there.
See what kind of interest rates you have.
Would that be for equipment, or?
Well, we could use it for. We need to purchase some equipment also, but the rate has a lot to do with it. If we can get it for around 10% area there, then we could probably work with it.
And that's equipment that you would purchase and then just sell, not something that you would hold on to as an asset?
That would be probably some to hold on and some to sell.
Okay. Well, I mean, as far as for you to hold on to, below 10% shouldn't be a problem at all. I mean, I haven't been able to look into your credit situation. But 10% actually seems a little high, so I'm assuming that we should be able to get, you know, around what you currently have, if not lower, for equipment that you own on just an equipment loan, actually. But as far as you know, providing you a loan to purchase, you know, your own equipment to sell or something like that, we could use collateral that you have maybe and go that route. Otherwise, short-term working capital, it's not really an APR, but it's fairly expensive for a short term, so I don't know if that'd be up your alley or not. But we could use some of the equipment you have as collateral and go that route, provide you the cash, and then you can use those funds however you need to purchase, you know, more equipment and sell if you need to.
Well, what I like to do, see, like equipment that I resell, I have a lot of stuff that I got at GE, where it's right now Wells Fargo. And I'm paying about 13% of them guys right now for equipment that's here. In fact, they come take inventory once every month, maybe once every month and a half, and to make sure it's here. And it's costing a little bit. So with about a $200,000 loan, I could pay them off, and then that would be used as collateral, which is all here. In fact, they just took inventory yesterday. So.
Well, my only concern, I guess, in that case would be that they may have a blanket lien on that collateral, you know.
What we do is we'll use a check to pay all those off.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something I could look into.
You would be paid for those all serialized equipment that I'm paying higher interest on with them guys.
Well, they are, to be candid, they're pretty competitive companies as far as...
The floor plans with those guys, it's a little higher, quite a bit higher. I pay around 13% right now, so if I could drop it down to 10, 8, or 10 or less, it'd be worth it.
Well, I tell you what, let me go back to the drawing board a little bit and see what kind of opportunities we have in that aspect, because we have opened up our guidelines a little bit in that realm, and I can see if it's something that would benefit you, and if we can get around what you're currently paying or obviously less.
Sure. If it's what I'm current paying, it's no good because, you know, that it's no problem. I can just keep it like that. But if I can save some money on it, I can pay off the stuff that's due is what I'm paying, right? You know, that I'm paying interest on is what I'd pay off because they still finance stuff that I get from floor plan, from, say, Skag and other companies. And they floor plan it, but Skag picks up the interest for a year, and then sometimes a couple of months, but still, they charge us no interest for that. But once I start paying interest on it, I'd like to pay it off with a lower interest loan.
Sounds good. I mean, absolutely, if it's a good fit, then I'll definitely look into it for you. But let me go back to the drawing board just a little bit and see what I can come up with. I can give you a call back if that's good.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just call me and see what we can. I could probably use anywhere from 100 to 200 because it's probably the total I owe him in interest bearing stuff is around 200. But, you know, the inventory that that I have with them here is probably a million.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it sounds feasible then.
Yeah. So it's, you know, if you need to see my whole inventory, I can, you know, I have real good credit with them.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. I want to make sure that it's something we can do first, and I can get back in touch with you.
Okay.
All right, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a happy first. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.